The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hundreds of Chinese millionaires have been approved for Irish golden visas since the scheme was shut down 2 years ago, after the applications in train at the time of closure were kept open despite concern about weak controls. Arthur Beasley is current affairs editor with the Irish Times, and he has the story. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, I remember this scheme was shut down pretty much overnight because there were concerns about its administration and perhaps its abuse.
That's correct. With 24 hours notice in February of 2023, that's a long time ago now, and it was certainly stated at the time that applications already open would be continued, but certainly the impression might have been formed at the time that this scheme would be in wind down. Far from it, it now turns out, and it it transpires that a record number of applications were received in 2023, just before the shutdown, and a record number were approved in 2024, the year after.
Now, let's look at the breakdown of those applications. I mentioned Chinese millionaires. There were others, but the vast preponderance of the applicants were Chinese.
Very much so. There were 943 successful Chinese applications in 2023, 2024, and up to the end of June this year. A further 24 from the United States, 15 from Taiwan, and then 20 from countries in the rest of the world. The countries in the rest of the world are not identified because there are not many in each case.
Now, the interesting thing is the number of applications that were in train but were either refused or withdrawn.
That is true. Several hundred, 890, in fact. And the Department of Justice has said these were mostly Chinese applications. They haven't broken down the figures between those refused and those that were withdrawn, or the reasons for refusal or withdrawal. But the totality of the figures suggests that if there were a little over 1,000 approved between 23 and the middle of this year, another 890 refused or withdrawn in the same period, and then a further 1,600 applications still in the works as of July, well, then that suggests that there were something like 3,500 applications in the system when the scheme was shut down very abruptly all that time ago.
Have we ever got to the bottom of why the scheme was actually shut down? I mean, we were led to believe, you know, that there was some sort of scandal afoot. Did we ever get to the bottom of the scandal, why it was decided this scheme was in some way unsavoury?
Well, I think there have been concerns within the Department of Justice going back for a good many years. An internal audit in the department raised questions in 2019. That prompted a review by accountants Ernst & Young, or EY as they prefer to be known these days. EY raised concerns. Officials in the Department of Justice raised concerns in correspondence with the then Minister Helen McEntee, and a cabinet note circulated at the time of closure said questions were being raised about the appropriateness of granting visas to people whose only connection with the state was the fact of their participation in this scheme. But in terms of getting to the bottom of what was going on, the government has never disclosed who the beneficiaries of investments and endowments were, and the names of the residency beneficiaries, they have never been revealed either.
And it's not just those individuals who might have got their golden visas. Their family members might also qualify.
That's absolutely the case. The Department of Justice, in response to questions I submitted, said that the numbers of visas approved, that those figures do not include any potential family members who may also arrive on foot of an approved application.
Now, when you look at the money that came in, I mean, nowadays we seem to be awash with money, at least until something happens to those multinationals that are so good for us. But 189 million in 2023, 314 million in 2024, and 146 million so far this year. I mean, it's not chicken feed, but it's not big money by any means. So we actually don't need this kind of stuff anymore, do we?
Well, the scheme had its origins in 2012 when it is fair to say that the economy was absolutely investment starved. At the time of closure, it was stated that some 1.25 billion euro had been raised. These are appreciable sums of money for the beneficiaries of the investments and the endowment. So the scheme requires participants to have 2 million euro in person and wealth. They must then make an investment of 1 million euro or a charitable endowment of 500,000 euro. That money must be valuable to the companies or institutions concerned, but in the round, given the amount of money that's swirling around in the Irish public finances, certainly things have moved on. And I think there was a sense in the government that there was no pressing need for an initiative of this nature to raise money for the economy.
There was a scandal in Britain, I don't know if you recall, where they had a similar scheme, and it turned out people were putting the money in, getting their visas, and then taking the money immediately out. We don't know, we don't really have chapter and verse on what was happening in this country, do we?
Well, we have neither chapter nor verse, and such information as has emerged into the public domain has been by means of very exacting work in the pursuit of public filings by assorted organisations and institutions. But those public filings reveal very little about the extent of the money raised and the purpose for which it was put.
And is there any curiosity in political circles to get to the bottom of this, really? I mean, you obviously asked the right questions to get as much information as you have, but perhaps Doyle committees might be more rigorous, more forensic, and also more capable of extracting money from information from officials.
Well, it depends on whether any committee actually takes up the case. I had a Freedom of Information request with the department a long, long time ago, which was largely refused when I appealed the determination of the department with the Office of the Information Commissioner, who adjudicates on these appeals. That appeal went on for 25 months. And in the heel of the hunt, the Information Commissioner's ruling said that the record sought in terms of the actual beneficiaries of investments and endowments didn't actually exist in the department at that time.
My goodness.
So a lot is not known.
Arthur Beasley, current affairs editor of the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.